Well, the interview between Tucker Carlson and Conor McGregor has amassed over a million views on YouTube since it was broadcast on Friday evening. In the one-hour-long interview, Mr. McGregor made a number of claims about immigration on Garda Síochána and government spending. He was not asked about being found civilly liable in the High Court for the rape of Nikita Hand at a Dublin hotel in 2018, or about his string of court convictions, mostly for traffic offences. In the interview, he was asked about running in the presidential election and had this to say.
There's so much worry in this government elite circle about myself running for president.
This is a democracy, supposedly. Why can't you run for president?
Because you have there's stipulations. You have to get four county councils, which are controlled by the government parties. You have, or you have to get 20 nominations of the Oireachtas, which are all mostly party affiliates.
So you can't just run for president.
You can't just run for president.
So how is it a democracy?
Yeah, there you go. How is it? It isn't.
Are you going to do it anyway?
I'm going to push forward and carry on my journey, highlighting my country's plight, my country's fight, and also my country's delight.
That's Conor McGregor speaking to host Tucker Carlson in Dublin last week. Now we're joined on the line by Ciarán O'Connor, a senior analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, whose work specialises in tracking and monitoring disinformation and extremism. Ciarán, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the programme.
Hi, Justin.
This interview, it has been viewed now over a million times. What do you think Conor McGregor's objective was in doing it?
Well, there's obviously been much discussion here in Ireland, but I think you have to remember that Tucker Carlson is someone whose audience is predominantly based in the US, and McGregor is someone who has long courted support and even commercial interest in the US. So I think this was perhaps the primary audience that McGregor or Carlson were speaking to. I think there's an Irish audience as a second order. But really what it was about portraying McGregor's vision for Ireland and the various grievances that he has at fault with the country. I mean, it so often comes back to immigration, crime and corruption. These are the three topics that McGregor constantly fixates on, and that's what he would put forward as his main grievances for the country.
Your own work involves tracking the far right, monitoring extremism. Is this an interview which will be shared by people who want to push misinformation and extremist views?
It will, and it already has, yes. Tucker Carlson is someone who has increasingly, I suppose, platformed people with far-right, xenophobic, nativist views. And through his own admiration for nativist ideologies, his slide from anti-immigrant criticism into promoting, I think, extremist beliefs over the last few years, it now feels fair to label Conor McGregor as someone who's also espousing far-right views here. So it's kind of falling into a wider pattern of Tucker Carlson's platform on social media since he left Fox News as well.
And his platform is hosted, or that the interview is hosted on YouTube, it's hosted on Spotify and several other social media platforms. There is plenty of misinformation. Lots of what Conor McGregor has to say in the interview is untrue. But will any of the sites which host this interview alert their viewers or their listeners to the fact that what they're hearing may not be accurate, or at least is open to challenge?
Yeah, that's a very important point. In the 60 minutes of the interview, it's replete with false and misleading claims about a number of topics. And the interview itself, I think, is a microcosm of many prevalent issues of the last few years. A popular figure who left media and started broadcasting directly on social media. Another celebrity figure who is now seeking or interested in political office. And a piece of kind of media that is replete with false claims that will probably not receive any kind of significant labelling or misinformation fact-checking on social media platforms because of the kind of rollback that we've seen in the last 2-3 years in particular. But this has been an ongoing issue of how platforms constantly enable and allow the spread of mis and disinformation on their platforms.
In the interview, Conor McGregor talks about his political ambitions. Is he likely to pick up any support in Ireland as a result of what he's been saying in the interview?
I don't think so. McGregor has increasingly moved from being critical of immigration towards more explicitly nativist views, often wrapped up in these populist talking points. I don't think he'll convince many people or voters who are what you might call middle of the road here in Ireland, though he may serve as a magnet for people who are already convinced of their own perhaps anti-immigrant positions. But I think that also you can also see in the kind of rhetoric being used by Conor McGregor. He talks about the stipulations that are blocking him or might block him from running. These stipulations are the rules that apply to anyone who wishes to go forward as a candidate. So you can already kind of see perhaps a groundwork being laid that if he doesn't get a chance to run, the kind of claims he may then make in response to that too.
There's been a fairly muted response from any public figures to the interview which is carried online now. Do you think that is the right approach from a public representatives to ignore it, or do they need to be challenging any disinformation or misinformation that is in that interview?
I think it's smart to lead with pointing out the numerous explicitly false claims that are in the interview. I think there's been a lot of responsible media coverage from about the interview that again leads with that kind of highlighting of the false and misleading claims that were replete throughout. And if public figures are going to comment on that, I think that is the way to do it. I mean, the fact that this could be fact-checked or could be reported on critically, will it then itself be folded into claims by either McGregor or Carlson? I mean, McGregor notably called RTE. He compared that with North Korean media. He referenced legacy media on an ongoing basis. So the idea that people, that they may be held accountable or critical for their views, will itself be, it's a given that it's going to be seen as critical from the likes of McGregor or Carlson. So if media or public figures are commenting on it, it's best to leave with that for sure, yes.
Ciarán O'Connor, a senior analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, thank you for speaking with us today. After the break, we're joined by the outgoing editor of the Sunday Independent, Alan English.